And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5. This is Kempton with Rod and with Mark Bryan, the author, creator, founder of Artist Way with Julia Cameron, Artist Way at Work. Some of his work goes back. Any of you creatives out there that know who he is or know his work, 2 million of you fans that are running around there in L.A. especially or all over the world. Plus Mark's background, we'll get into a little bit about Oprah Winfrey and why he was on Oprah maybe sometime and the million children they started to unite with their fathers. But anyway, it's my definite privilege and honor as far as my brother and my friend. What a talent.
I'm his older brother. He has to say that.
He paid me to do that. So he paid me well, too, over the years. I have the bruises to show it. Oh, yeah. But anyway, Rod, it's just a privilege to have Mark Bryan, my brother, in studio.
Yeah, it really is.
Thanks, everybody. It's a privilege to be here.
Well, Mark, let's talk a little bit about, Artist Way, obviously, is I can remember back in the days of Chicago with you and a lot of times and you and Julia being in your apartment and self-binding that book that's so much needed in the creative arts community and then taking them down to the Bodhi tree and sticking them up in the shop and having people hopefully come over and buy a couple copies.
Yeah, we bought a couple copies. Eventually, anyway.
To all of a sudden then becoming away. I can remember the day that it became runaway bestseller and you and Julia are getting swept off to Europe to be able to do a talk show or whatever back then. It was like, okay. Okay, they went from over here putting it in Bodhi tree to, runaway bestseller and 2 million fans. That's a pretty good track record.
It's another 25-year overnight success. Well, I think one of the things that I'm privileged to be here too, Rod, John, Kempton, Monique. His name is John Kempton Bryan, so excuse me for that. But Kempton is his name now. He likes to go by. I just called him little brother most of my life. But the Artist Way subtitle is A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. And so the entire premise of it was any creativity, any risk we're going to take to either build something, invent something, write something, sing something, is an act of faith and comes down to who sustains you, what sustains you. And if you have nothing to sustain you during that time, Kempton knows all that, it can be very hard. It can be a very tough business without something to rely on, something that's your source. So part of the Artist Way process is to help people connect with their highest, biggest, smartest, most spiritual self. And we made it very non-denominational, but it certainly fits this show here and Worship Factory's mission very well, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's amazing because the Artist Way is not just for a singer or it's not just for an actor. Artist Way, I mean, through your experience as a life coach and everything you've done throughout the 40 years or whatever it's been now, it's pretty amazing. So it's, a lot of people get the fact of artist. What is an artist and how do I become an artist and, what drives an artist? I mean, what are some of those things?
Well, I think an artist, in my widest definition, creativity is a process of improving whatever you're doing to the next level. And I don't care. An artist who is seeking perfection in business or an artist who's seeking perfection in his relationships with his family, a father who wants to be a really great dad, and really wants to be able to be there for his children, protect, provide, and guide them. That's an evolving creative process. And one of the things about Artist Way early on, Kempton, was the fact that we used to do workshops and they'd all be women, for a long time, those first few months. And then suddenly guys would be coming in and they would report back that they were, weren't necessarily becoming a better writer yet or whatever, but they were feeling that they were more spontaneous with their children, that they were a better dad. And they were even feeling like they had a bit more honor for their spouse. They were awakened to the joy because sometimes life beats us a bit and we need to find that joy, the joy we had when we met her, the joy we met when she met me, whatever it is. And we lose track in the day-to-day grind of earning a living, paying the bills. And it's very refreshing to have those kinds of payoffs for a piece of work.
sort of finding your soul and creativity. It sounds like almost it's like finding the basis of what your creativity is all about. Back us through as far as walk us through for the listener that's out there on the Artist Way process. What happened? What triggered you and Julia during those times? Why the Artist Way, and what influenced you guys to do what is now known as the Artist Way?
Well, it was originally called Healing the Artist Within, and we were both in Chicago, and both were had just faced a difficult time in our creative lives, and she'd had a couple of scripts in turnaround at Paramount, and that was frustrating, and I had been trying to write a book for years, and all I had was a file of titles, and so we decided, well, let's get some people over. We'll cook spaghetti on Wednesday nights for some of our friends and see what we can come up with, and that's really how it evolved. And it's a 12-week course because a group, when we first started teaching, was what we call cooked, about between 10 and 14 weeks. You know, they've got their sea legs. They're back to the they've reawakened or reignited some of the stuff they used to do that they no longer do anymore because they feel like they can't have time. They don't have time, can't take time. And so we were reawakening that for them, and they get that first, and then they get aware of what an old dream might be, and then they start to have some things happen that, you know, the universe starts to reward them for stepping into that direction, and and then it becomes kind of a snowball for, and has for a lot of people over the years, including myself, because when we first were hand-binding those little copies of teaching notes, I'd been a guy who always wanted to write a screenplay, and I never had. I had a lot of titles, had a lot of stories, one half paragraph, whatever. And so within 5 or 6 months of our first working with what are now called morning pages, I suddenly had this image in the middle of the night, and I got up and I wrote it. And within a month and a half, I had a screenplay, and I wrote, you know, the end, and 120 pages, and it started, it ended. I never sold it. It never got made. But I was different. Because I was no longer the guy who wanted to write something. I have somebody who actually had finished something. And we did get some interest. Remember, Kempton, you
absolutely
were shopping around for a while. And it really became Power Rangers, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was called Light Rangers at the time, by the way. That's the true story.
It's the true story. And Julia and I, our company at the time was called Power and Light. So at the top of the Light Rangers was this symbol with Power and Light. And so, you know, I don't want to. Mr. Saban has made a lot of money with that, and I'm glad.
And we are listening to we're listening to Mark Bryan at KKLA 99.5 on Worship Factory. So, Mark, as far as we're talking about creativity and we're talking about the Artist Way, a little more, going into, okay, you've done your, the Artist Way workshops, and then all of a sudden the things become, you started putting together notes that became sort of the foundation for the Artist Way. Well, so then where does it go from there? I mean, why, again, going back to the Artist Way?
Well, from there, it went to teaching groups, and it's 14 weeks because, it's 12 weeks because, as I said, the groups over time started to really be energized by 12 weeks in, and we began to see the arc of someone's creative reawakening. I don't want to say awakening because most people are very creative in many different ways, but they don't see it or they don't give themselves credit for it. So As we built that book, it started to have a word of mouth inputs from like the Jungian centers and different recovery centers and different the movie business got a hold of it because of some of Julia's contacts in that world, and it was 2 or 3 years while we were still teaching and traveling and teaching wherever we were asked and showing up and doing the job and enjoying it. And we started collecting the stories from, from students and people who are doing it around the world. And Julie and I used to say, we're writing this book so somebody could get it in the outback of Australia and know what we were talking about. And about 5 years into that, I'm out in L.A. doing something at at Book Soup. And there's a woman comes up to me after and she goes, I got this book in the outback of Australia, and I'm a screenwriter now working, and it also helped her get her feet on the ground, get sober, which is something that a lot of people have found themselves when they do the reflection tools of the Artist Way, Artist Way at Work. They suddenly get aware in a few weeks or months of negative patterns, things they're doing that aren't optimal for them, aren't productive, and a lot of the early groups particularly were, you know, they're writing these Irish guys in Chicago, and suddenly they're going, you know what, I've just realized I'm at the bar six nights a week. maybe that's not a good thing. And it also connected people with their, not just their inner self, but with humankind in general. And so the there's morning pages, there's the artist dates, there's a whole structure of a 12-week sort of course that's been proven over the years. And Julie and I, when we were talking about being in the living rooms or coffee shops where we were writing all those early exercises, Kempton, we didn't know what would work. And so we'd write them, we'd try them on each other, and then we'd try them on the groups, and then some worked, some didn't. And everything that made the book is a pretty effective tool because we were holding reunion workshops and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was a great time. Rod and I actually took the Worship Factory seminar, Artist Way seminar over at the church, at Real Life Church. And it was just most amazing thing. The people that were in the workshop, the workshops are just really intensive. I mean, very spiritual space, if you would, really, for lack of a better word. Really incredible. And we'll get into also your next work in the next segment, which I really want to dive into, too, which is your Creative Recovery Institute. And I also want to get into the Artist's Way at Work. Right. You know, what started that from Artist's Way? And we get into Artist's Way a little bit further. There's so much information material to cover in your 40 years of experience.
It's only 25 or 22. I can't remember, really. But 40. No.
Since you'll be 30.
Years.
Too,
oh, my God.
Well,
yeah. And I also,
you're older than I am. Don't forget that.
That's right. Yes, I know. You never let me forget that. And also, I love the Worship Factory mission, the idea of, you know, connecting Christians and connecting creative Christians around not just the United States but the world is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we'll get into that next segment. And you're listening to Worship Factory on 99.5. We're with Mark Bryan, the author and founder of Artist's Way at Work. Again, this is KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory Radio.